Give me your name and what you do at RAF Cosford.
So my name is Brian Hagen. I'm the station warrant officer.
Warrant officer. You've told me about it before. Now you're going to tell me again.
What would you like to know?
I just want to know what a warrant officer does, because, I mean, you know, I know the term, but I've never quite fully understand what a warrant officer's responsibilities are.
So a warrant officer for the Airman Cadre, non-commissioned cadre, is the head rank. So as you progress up the rank structure, the warrant officer is the top rank that you can get for the non-commissioned airman. And as a warrant officer, you lead and manage your section or your team to do the job that they're supposed to do. As a station warrant officer, you're the right-hand man to the station commander to ensure the good running of the station, that everybody's adhering to the policies that they're supposed to adhere to, and also the general good order and discipline of the airmen and airwomen on that unit.
Is this a posh way of saying you're a military policeman?
I wouldn't say policeman, but definitely a military discipline.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. And what about warrant officers working with you? How many have you got on the team?
So we have just over 30 warrant officers, of which as the station warrant officer, you are the lead warrant officer. And we have a really good working relationship with all the other warrant officers on the unit, because to get to be a warrant officer, you know, you've had to show all the good discipline, military standards and bearing throughout the ranks. So I know that the people I'm working with, they're going to be the best of the best.
Yeah, sure. Do you find people sort of respond in a very relaxed sort of way to the way you do your work and what you have to do here at the base?
Depends who I'm talking to. So generally, as a station warrant officer, people aren't relaxed around me because of the nature of the role. My other cohort of warrant officers, yes, because we have that good working relationship. So as fellow warrant officers, it's very relaxed, but generally from below and also upwards, not so much relaxed.
Does it help having a Liverpool background that helps you do this job well?
I think, yeah, being a Liverpoolian, you have a good sense of humour and, you know, you know how to get the best out of people, and it definitely helps.
You can smile at the same time as giving them a good telling off. Yes?
Never smile when I'm giving them a good telling off. I'm only smiling because you've got a microphone in front of me, that's it.
But you're not enjoying it at all, right?
Oh, I love it. Absolutely love it.
Absolutely love
best
it.
Job in the world.
Yeah. I mean, when you sort of looked at the RAF going back all those years, I mean, what sort of stimulated your interest in being in the RAF?
So I've been in the Air Force now 29 years, coming up to 30 years. I've always wanted to join the military from when I was young. I investigated the other services, and the Air Force was the one that attracted me the most. And 29 years on, I'm so glad that I did.
Fantastic. So what about the future as far as your career in the RAF is concerned?
So I've still got another 7 years left to serve in the RAF. Currently loving the job I'm in now as a Station 1 officer. I'll do this role for 3 years, and then the world's still my oyster, so there's massive opportunities out there in the Air Force for me to enjoy and exploit, and that's what I'm going to continue to do.
You still have a connection with the RAF anyway, can't you, I suppose, indirectly?
Yeah, absolutely. So the RAF for me, it's not just about a job, it's about a life. So whether I remain serving in the RAF, it will always be a part of my life, whether I'm in it or I've left the Air Force.
RAF Cosford Air Show, you have a certain amount of responsibility that weekend, I guess, don't you, with obviously with the public being on site as well?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's the RAF's air show. It's the only one that the Air Force actually do. So, massive amounts of responsibility, but it's also going to be absolutely fantastic. The amount of planning that takes part behind the scenes before the day is phenomenal. And it will just prove to be, as in previous years, an amazing air show for everybody to come and see. And hopefully it'll inspire people to join the Air Force, or just to get an education about what the Air Force does, and also just a general great day out for the family.
Fantastic stuff. Can I wish you all the very best and good luck with your career?
Thank you very much. Nice to meet you.